Hello, welcome to the Explosive Podcast. Today we will be covering the topic of Chernobyl. We will be explaining how nuclear power plants work and what happened in Chernobyl in 1986. We will also be explaining how this disastrous meltdown could have been prevented and future scientific advancements in this field since then. For our first segment, Dominic Cardenas will explain how nuclear power plants work and how the Chernobyl catastrophe happened.
Thank you, Grant. Now for this first segment, I will be talking about how nuclear power plants work and what caused the infamous Chernobyl disaster. Nuclear power plants are an efficient, cost-effective, and popular way to create electricity because they are clean. In other words, they don't burn fuel or emit greenhouse gases. Instead, they are made up of turbine generators that use heat to produce steam. The steam comes from coolant tanks that surround the core, and these coolant tanks are filled to the brim with water. And the water is heated up by a process called fission. Fission is when atoms of an unstable element, like in Chernobyl's case, U-235, which is an isotope of uranium, are split in a reactor core to produce stable elements. At the Chernobyl plant, the stable byproducts of fission were heat and radiation. Now, the neutrons in the atoms are almost as fast as light, and the movement is called a flux. During fission, the neutrons in the U-235 can move so fast they strike other U-235 atoms, causing that atom to split and to create a significant explosion. The last important thing in understanding how nuclear power plants work is knowing about how the steam is generated. Graphite is used to control the amount of flux being given to the U-235 atoms. By heating the graphite that surrounds the core, the control rods can be placed into tanks, and steam is generated. But the graphite is also known to cause power surges. So how did the Chernobyl disaster happen? It was a combination of bad design and human error. Everything started with a daily routine test of the system, with a sudden blackout in Building 4. And it just so happened that Building 4 is where the core, control rods, uranium fuel, and steam generators were all located. When everything went dark in Building 4, work had to quickly decide what to do, and he chose to pull an emergency stop to shut down the power in all the other buildings, in hope of restoring power to Building 4. Unfortunately, that was a mistake, and it caused a great domino effect. When they restored power to Building 4, the graphite caused a power surge, and there ended up being a steam explosion which blew a hole in a control rod. As it was not able to do its job properly, the entire core was demolished. The explosion was so great, it destroyed windows in Pripyat, a city 3 miles away from Chernobyl. The amount of radiation shot into the air was about 15,000 Roentgen per hour, which is double the amount of radiation released by Hiroshima and Nagasaki atomic bombs combined every single hour. Now to Mason with how it could have been prevented.
Thanks, Dominic. The Chernobyl accident was terrible. There are many things that could not have been prevented, but there are many things that could have. In this segment, I will be explaining how the accident could have been prevented. First of all, the workers at Chernobyl should have been trained better. In his article to ControlGlobal.com, Bela Lipkov said, "Operators did not understand the process. The workers would have known what to do if they were properly trained. Also, the workers at Chernobyl should have minimized the use of manual controls. During the explosion, they were controlling the power manually, which in turn increased the chance of something going wrong. Another thing that could have prevented the whole ordeal is if the safety controls were not bypassed. The workers had the bypass for test, but they should have not done that. If these measures were taken, then the chances of the Chernobyl accident would go way down, and maybe it would not even happen at all. Now, to our final segment, Grant will be explaining some new technologies to Chernobyl and how they work.
Thanks, Mason. Nuclear power plants are somewhat accidents and disasters that put people inside and outside of them in danger. Since the infamous Chernobyl disaster, a number of new technologies and improvements have been added to nuclear power plants, making them safer and more efficient. One of these new technologies is Generation 3 reactors. These new and improved nuclear reactors were first built in Japan in 1996. Now, what is so good about these reactors? They have a more simpler design, making them more reliable and less likely to stop working. These advanced reactors are also less likely to have a core meltdown or accident. Lastly, they use fuel on a more efficient level, causing them to produce less waste. Another substantial improvement to nuclear technology is the small modular reactor, or SMR. These smaller reactors can be built in factories and brought to the nuclear plant sites and deployed quickly. According to MITTechnologyReview.com, the SMR promises to be safe, cheaper, and safer. These are being developed by NuScale and are almost ready for use in nuclear power plants. The last new technology that we will discuss today is sodium-cooled fast reactors. These reactors could save nuclear energy and make it an even larger contributor to world power. The largest advantage of these reactors is that they can run on spent uranium and plutonium. These used to be useless byproducts of nuclear power, and a staggering 1.5 million tons has been accumulated from over half a century of nuclear power. Humans can use these byproducts as fuel for many years to come without having to find new uranium. Liquid sodium is also better at cooling down reactor cores. Unfortunately, sodium-cooled reactors also have disadvantages, too. These include its flammability on contact with air and its tendency to explode on contact with water. It also leaves reactors prone to corrosion and leaks. While sodium reactors could be the future of nuclear energy, they are in many cases dangerous and should be designed with caution. Will these new technologies save nuclear energy? I guess we'll just have to wait and find out. Thank you for tuning in on this episode of the Explosive Podcast, and until next time, stay flammable.